When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to Forever Dog. You can listen to this podcast ad-free on Forever Dog Plus by signing up at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. And make sure to follow us on social at Forever Dog Team and check out all of our podcasts at foreverdogpodcasts.com. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to Public Domain Theater with Kelly Nugent, Lindsay K. Tai, and guest Justin Michael, reading Beyond Lies the Wub by Philip K. Dick.
Welcome to Public Domain Theater, the podcast of highbrow readings with lowbrow commentary. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay K. Tai.
I am another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And today on the podcast, didn't get exact credits because I know you so well, it didn't even occur to me. But we have actor, writer, producer.
Sure.
Shannon, you produce stuff.
Yeah, I make things.
Yeah, Justin Michael.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show, man.
The word wub is in the title of this, and I can't wait.
I know, I cannot wait either. Do you don't know this story at all?
No.
Nice.
I don't know anything about this. I'm excited about this fanciful made-up word.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the way he says love and he says, I wub.
I wub you.
That's what I hope. I wub you.
I know Philip K. Dick. I wub you.
Well, that voice is coming out at some point. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's up to Kelly.
It will be. I will do many voices and many accents.
Oh, good.
Which you will be expected to follow suit with.
Yeah.
So, how did you do a ton of assigned reading as you were supposed to as a young
buck?
As a young buck.
I think there was a period of time where like I did a bunch of reading and I was like a really good student, mm-hmm. and then I fell off, and that was like later high school, and then college kind of didn't do most of the assignments in my reading. And then recently have gotten back into reading just a little bit beyond graphic novels, which I don't know why I judge them, but they don't feel the same as a book with no pictures.
Well, there's just not as much to them. Like, I mean, just like heft of words.
Right.
Just or there's not count. As many words.
Just word count alone.
Yeah. And everyone knows that if you have more words in a book,
it's more legit.
Better.
Yeah.
Right. You're smarter if you read more words.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Which Lindsay and I must be. Fucking geniuses at this point because we read so much.
I feel like I get an inside peek into the making of your podcasts because I work with Lindsay and see her reading all the Teen Creeps books all the time. And it's like, okay, sorry, can't go out to lunch. I'm reading three books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are, you're heroes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's why we brought you on and made you sign that paper that said you would say we're heroes.
Yeah. And do I get paid?
Hello?
No. Okay.
I'm getting a call.
So I should.
Call. That was an immediate call.
I really thought that you were for a second.
I'm a really,
really
good actor.
I
suddenly have to go right now.
Yeah, I should have gotten what credits you wanted us to say beforehand, but I will say that Justin and I write together on Infinity Train.
It's true.
Coming to Cartoon Network in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You do a voice on Danger and Eggs on Netflix.
Nice.
You do, name a third thing.
Well, I have a show that's out.
No, you have to say that
out.
One at the end.
Okay.
I'm just
I have
kidding.
To say that one at the end.
She's just trying to control you.
It's good. You're good at it. It's called Bad Reception. It's
nice.
A show on Audible. It's an improvised narrative podcast. It's a lot of fun people, improvisers, comedians. Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus and all those folks, you know, comedy
you know, the
people.
The podcast comedians.
You know, the two of them, but not Scott Aukerman.
They do the podcast circuit. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun people. And then that's the thing that I just made and I'm proud of it. And I hope people listen to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know much about Philip K. Dick other than He wrote Blade Runner?
Yes. I like little things, but I've never read Philip K. Dick. And I feel like Philip K. Dick is somebody I would enjoy reading from the things I'm interested in.
The book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, is very different than
the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's very different.
Is it
that
good?
Is what Blade Runner is based off of.
Which Blade Runner is very like, you know, this is a postmodern noir and you're going to like it because you're 22 and trying to be serious, which is true. I do really like it still. And I'm a little older than 22, but
just a little.
Just a little. Thank you, Lindsay.
Bitch.
Whoa.
you youngin'.
Yeah, I am young.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, it is different. It's definitely pulpier, I would say.
Okay.
Well, we'll see if this is pulpy. I've never read this.
Guys, yeah. If you like pulpy, I just read something called Lovecraft Country. Have you guys heard of it?
I have.
It's very good.
What is it?
It is. I don't know why I'm promoting some book that I read, but
hey,
you feel like the right people to tell.
Yeah, please, by all means.
It's my favorite book that I've read in a long time, and I also don't read a ton these days, so do with that what you will.
So it's a novel.
Yeah, so it's like a mix. It feels like a collection of short stories, but then they're kind of an interconnected narrative.
Cool.
As you start reading, and it's kind of like based on, it has like Lovecraftian sort of themes and monsters, but it's centered around racism. Because Lovecraft was a fucking racist.
I was just going to make a joke and be like, does it have the racism? But that's so funny.
And so it's somebody like Lovecraft against Lovecraft's ideals to talk about how shitty and racist our country is.
That's really cool.
In a fictionalized narrative. It's really great. I don't want to spoil anything. And it's really, really good.
Check it out, folks.
Check it out. Okay, so what do we know about Philip K. Dick? When was he born, girl?
Oh,
Lindsay's so good at guessing. She's so good at guessing.
When is the story written?
We will never know.
Never. We'll never know. No, I looked at it by accident. I was trying to find when it was written, and instead I just looked at the date he was born.
Okay, 1928 he was born.
Knew it.
But Mirror died in 1982.
Whoa.
82. Okay, so are we already getting some like mystical numbers here. All right. He's American writer known for his work in science fiction. His work explored philosophical, social, and political themes and often drew upon his life experiences in addressing the nature of reality, identity, drug abuse, schizophrenia, and transcendental experiences. He had a twin sister, guys.
Oh, cute.
His middle name is Kindred?
I love that.
Wow.
He should have gone by Kindred Dick.
Kindred Dick, yeah.
Oh, Kindred Dick.
I the first part and I hate the second part.
His twin sister was named Jane Charlotte Dick. They were born 6 weeks prematurely on December 16, 1928 in Chicago.
Jane Dick.
Jane Dick.
Fun with Jane and Dick.
Love that. Oh, no, but so sad. Shit, what the hell? She dies 6 weeks later. He then has the recurrent motif of the phantom twin in his books because he was so affected by having a twin that had died.
Wow.
Aww.
This is very sad. So when he was 5, his father's transferred to Reno, Nevada.
Hell yeah.
When his mother, Dorothy's like, I'm not moving, they divorce.
Oh.
Both parents fight for custody of Philip, which was awarded to Dorothy.
Oh,
so Philip and Dorothy... He didn't, but dad did. They moved to Washington, D.C. and then San Francisco.
Different again.
Yeah. He goes to Berkeley High School. Sorry.
How dare you bait me with Berkeley, assuming it was the college.
Sorry, guys. He and fellow science fiction author Ursula K. Le Guin were members of the same graduating class, but they didn't know each other.
Oh, stop it, Kelly.
You know what?
It's bait and switch.
Brett, why do you do this to me? In the 1950s, he starts publishing short stories, working exclusively within the science fiction genre. He's dreaming of mainstream success. He's struggling financially. He's lamenting that he can't even pay the late fees on a library book. This is sounding a little why me, you know?
Mm.
Like, just, like, it'll happen after you die.
Just putting out those late fees.
He had success within his lifetime. Let's keep going.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, he publishes a series of now classic sci-fi novels that earn him a reputation as a genius in the genre. The Man in the High Castle, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, The Basis for Blade Runner, and Ubik? A Scanner Darkly.
Maybe Ubik?
Nevertheless, the mainstream literary world was unappreciated I'm sorry. I can't see because of these glasses.
Yeah.
The mainstream literary world
as well.
They don't work as well. Was unappreciative because he could publish books only through his low paying science fiction publishers. His financial troubles persisted.
Oh, I thought he got better.
He struggled with the exhaustions of a demanding writing schedule, amphetamine addiction, painkiller addiction, and the hallucinatory side effects of those addictions. Weird thing to include as a side note. He was married 5 times. Moving on.
I don't know. We've had weirder.
As side notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. February 17, 1982. After completing an interview, he contacts his therapist, complaining of failing eyesight, advised to go to a hospital immediately. He doesn't. Following day, found unconscious on the floor of his Santa Ana, California home, having suffered a stroke. On February 25, 1982, Dick suffers another stroke in the hospital, which led to brain death. 5 days later, he was disconnected from life support and died. He had a very sad life.
And then in May, I was born, and I am him.
Oh, girl, is that why?
What? Phillip!
Oh my God, Kindred, Phantom you're twin. Here?
Kindred!
I will be going by Phillip Kindred from now on. That's the wuss move I would have made.
Phillip Kindred, though, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's better than Dick.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I thought now as me.
But you know, it's like, I feel like it's like a Dick Tracy kind of feel. You know what? He was like, I'm like masculine and like...
I do think dark. At the time it wasn't so much.
It was like Private Eye, too, yeah, right?
Private Eye, men were still going by the nickname Dick.
Yeah.
He did Dick insist Tracy. On being called penis by everybody around
that
him.
Was
and that was
weird.
Kind of
and then later
it
was a little phallus, which was different.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a little,
but
though.
That was like, what,
but
6 years?
But he was so creative.
He was so creative.
I will say, I own a book of his, and it's nonfiction, and it is... bananas. It's basically him like losing his mind later in life. It's just journals documenting and exploring his religious and visionary experiences. And it's all sort of like everything's a hologram. We're being watched end of days kind of thing. And it's like he wrote Ubik, if I am saying that right. And then he started to like kind of think that was real, like that was the way
spent
things
so
are.
Much time writing that yeah. he like, believed it.
Mm-hmm. And I read some of it, but it is like it's real dense.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we start reading this thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's something that front of the show, the Omar beach. And I have been saying about okay. people that are too nerdy. Which we're very nerdy people.
Go to the beach is like because you're too nerdy and you don't go out enough, or what's
yeah,
the...
it's like when people think that like a thing that you're in is real life.
I'll go to the beach.
Go to the beach. I don't even like the beach. Go to the beach, though.
And then the opposite is read a book.
Yep.
Read a book.
Read a book at the beach.
If you're surfing too much, read a book.
Yeah. Don't do too much of one
thing.
Ooh.
Compartmentalize. No, wait, not that. diversify.
I made a real face at that.
Yeah. Okay, are we ready to read this thing?
Yeah.
Beyond Lies the Wub by Philip K. Dick.
There's like a little quote at the beginning.
Yeah. And it expects that we know what this is.
I don't know.
The slovenly wub might as well said, many men talk like philosophers and live like fools. They'd almost finished with the loading. Outside stood the Optus, his arms folded, his face sunk in gloom. Captain Franco walked leisurely down the gangplank, grinning. What's the matter? He said. You're getting paid for all this. The Optus said nothing. He turned away, collecting his robes. The captain put his boot on the hem of the robe. Robes. Just a minute. Don't go off. I'm not finished.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait. Am I doing different voices here? Hold on. The Optus. Oh, the captain.
Stepped on the
yeah,
robes.
Yeah, okay.
And they're all in robes?
They're all in robes. And there's an Optus and there's a captain.
Okay, cool. Okay. All words I understand.
Yeah.
Definitely Optus.
Yeah. That's, I understand
Optus number
that
one
the most.
My uh-huh. favorite thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the Optus turned with dignity. I'm going back to the village. He turned toward the animals and birds being driven up the gangplank into the spaceship.
There is a lot going on.
We just got thrown in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These stories, they love just throwing you in.
Mm-hmm. I must organize new hunts.
Sure.
Sure,
here's
why
another
not?
Thing.
I mean, because I don't know what this world or what's going on is, I have to assume that you must.
Franco lit a cigarette.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
You people can go out into the veldt and track it all down again. But when we run
that.
Out halfway between Mars and Earth, the Optus went off, wordless. Oh, he left.
Yeah.
I see. I thought he went like, off.
Fuck off, Frank, or whatever his name just was.
Franco.
Frank A.
Franco joined the first mate at the bottom of the gangplank. How's it coming? He said. He looked at his watch. We got a good bargain here. Okay. The mate glanced at him sourly. How do you explain that? What's the matter with you? We need it more than they do. I'll see you later, Captain. The mate threaded his way up the plank between the long-legged Martian go-birds into the ship.
Okay.
Franco watched him disappear.
It's an alien arc.
Yes, I think so. Okay. I think so. And they're going to hunt later.
They're to gather more, perhaps?
Perhaps. I think so.
Oh.
He was just starting up after him, up the plank toward the port when he saw it. My God. He stood staring, his hands on his hips. Peterson was walking along the path, his face red, leading it by a string.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Captain, he said, tugging at the string. Franco walked toward him. What is it? The wub stood sagging.
Oh, fun. That's it's, what the wub
is. It's a wub.
Is.
It's a thing. Its great body settling slowly. It was sitting down, its eyes half shut. A few flies buzzed about its flank and it twitched its
wub.
Tail.
Aw.
Aw, he's like Snuffleupagus or something.
And only Philip Kindred Dick can see it.
It sat. There was silence. It's a wub, Peterson said. I got it from a native for 50 cents. He said it was a very unusual animal. Very respected. This? Franco poked the great sloping side of the wub. It's a pig! A huge, dirty pig!
What right, if he did okay. just get a big, dirty
just
pig?
A big,
he's like,
dirty pig.
This is an unusual animal. None of us have seen it before.
The natives say, you're being racist. Okay. A huge pig? It must weigh 400 pounds. Oh, Franco wow. grabbed a tuft of the rough hair.
It's like an
Okja. Yeah.
Franco grabbed a tuft of the rough hair. The wub gasped. Its eyes opened, small and moist. Then its great mouth twitched. A tear rolled down the wub's cheek.
It
splashed on the
floor. I don't like this story, Brett.
It's already crying. Because worse things will happen to this creature.
I know.
We know it.
Maybe it's good to eat.
No,
Peterson
don't.
Said nervously.
Yeah, that dirty pig with flies buzzing around it. Maybe we should eat it.
Maybe it's delicious.
We'll soon find out.
No.
Franco said. The wub survived the takeoff, sound asleep in the hold of the ship.
Okay.
When they were out in space and everything was running smoothly, Captain Franco bade his men to fetch the wub upstairs so that he might perceive what manner of beast it was. The wub grunted and wheezed, squeezing up the passageway. Come on, Jones grated, pulling at the rope. The wub twisted, rubbing its skin off on the smooth chrome walls.
So it can't fit through the hallways and is being skinned?
Basically skinned.
And knows how to cry.
It burst into the anteroom.
He knows how.
Oh my
That's
God.
How crying works. If
it's
you know how to do it.
It's more human than Franco, I tell you.
It burst into the anteroom, tumbling down in a heap.
No.
The men leaped up.
Fuck you, men. You haven't done anything yet, but I don't trust you.
Good Lord, French said. What is it?
It's a fucking wub.
Peterson said it's a wub, Jones said. It belongs to him. He kicked at the wub. The wub stood up unsteadily panting. Brett, I can't deal with this right now.
It?
I can't do this.
Okay.
He goes.
Brett tells us to keep
he
going.
Goes, he said, just fucking wait. You just fucking wait. Fucking,
yeah, that I can is, confirm. He definitely said that.
Yeah. And that definitely sounds like Brett.
Yeah. I mean, I've done my Brett impersonation many times on this show. I think I'm closest right now.
Yeah.
Talking this all the fucking time.
Just you wait.
Just you fucking wait. He kicked at the wub. The wub stood up unsteadily panting. What's the matter with it? French came over. Is it going to be sick? They watched. The wub rolled its eyes mournfully.
Oh,
it gazed
cool.
around
I'm
at the men.
I'm even more of a vegetarian now.
Uh-huh.
I think it's thirsty, Peterson said. He went to get some water. French shook his head. No wonder we had so much trouble taking off. I had to reset all my ballast calculations.
Oh, boo-hoo, you've taken a creature from its home.
And you kicked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made its eyes, roll mournfully.
Yeah, why is it upset? We just kick it and skinned it and dragged it around and screamed at it a little bit.
Peterson came back with the water. The wub began to lap gratefully, splashing the men. Captain Aww. Franco appeared at the door.
Fuck you.
Let's have a look at it. He advanced, squinting critically. You got this for 50 cents?
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah.
It was cheap. It's quite a steal. Yeah. And this is future money, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like, what, a cent?
Probably.
Or who knows? Maybe there was a depression.
What does Peterson sound like again?
Eh.
Okay. Yes, sir, Peterson said. It eats almost anything. I fed it on grain and it liked that, and then potatoes and mash and scraps from the table and milk. It seems to enjoy eating. After it eats, it lies down and goes to sleep.
You're describing anything. Yeah, and, hey, Peterson, that's what humans do.
I love eating and lying down and going to sleep.
And also, sometimes
try a leafy green, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see, starch. Captain Franco said. Now, as to its taste, that's the real question. I doubt if there's much point in fattening it up anymore. Seems fat enough to me already.
Why does he have to be so rude?
He is so rude.
He's so rude.
How rude.
Oh, what if the wub's favorite thing to eat is Franco? Nice, nice, nice. I hope.
I mean, I would really enjoy
God willing.
That.
I would enjoy that God personally. Willing. Personally.
Plus, he's fat enough. Fuck you. I bet. Where's the cook? I want him here. I want to find out. The wub stopped lapping and looked up at the captain.
What?
What's going to happen?
Really, Captain, the wub said.
What?
I suggest we talk of other matters. The room was silent.
Nice.
What was that? Franco said just now. The wub, sir, Peterson spoke. It's, Peterson said, it spoke. They all looked at the wub. What did it say? What did it say? It suggested we talk about other things.
My jaw dropped.
Yeah, no, I was legitimately surprised.
I couldn't even speak for a second. My jaw dropped. Franco walked toward the wub. He went all around it, examining it from every side. Then he came back over and stood with the men. I wonder if there's a native inside it. Fuck you. He said thoughtfully.
No, he said
not
thoughtfully.
That thoughtfully. I wonder. Here, let me take that again. I wonder if there's a native inside it. He said like an insane person.
Yeah.
Who is also racist. Maybe we should open it up and have a look. Oh, this is like that Disney cartoon with the singing whale. Fucking captain thinks that there's three opera singers stuck inside it, and so he kills him. Spoiler.
Hey, Public Domain Theater listeners, Kelly here. I wanted to take a quick break from our show to talk to you about one of our sponsors, Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. And we're talking completely personalized. They have an online quiz, and I took this online quiz. I got to fill out my diet, my health goals, my lifestyle choices, and it only takes 5 minutes, and it tells you what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. Did you guys know that 90% of people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient? Take Care Of's quiz, and you can get the vitamins you need to get back on track and help you reach your health goals. I took the quiz. My concerns are my stress, my short-term memory, my anxieties, just like my general energy levels, and my active recovery because I am a runner. So it's important to me to, be exercising right. So I put those concerns in, and it gave me, a list of vitamins that would be helpful to me. And I love my pack. The vitamins got delivered right to my door, in these like really cute, personalized, easy to remember daily packs. It says like, "Hi, Kelly." And, on the back, it has like a cute, like, "Eat your favorite thing for lunch today." Just like really sweet, like Agent Dale Cooper advice for yourself, for just like your own mental well-being as well, which I thought was really cute. The packet that I got had like a little booklet that has all the research and the recommendations backed by a scientific advisory board. And a really important thing is that a portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. And that is so important. And that's such a cool cause where you help your body and then you help somebody else's body. Ain't that a sweet thing that we can do in 2K18? You can also track your progress with the Care Of app, and you can earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins. And I really need everything I can to gamify remembering to take care of myself, because I don't do it. And but I love completing objectives. So that is super important. And you can modify your subscription box at any time. They have vegan and vegetarian options available. They offer pre and postnatal supplements, along with accompanying research to help mothers and babies alike stay their healthiest. And they've got these cool quick stick powders that you can add to your monthly delivery for an extra easy boost, or cool down whenever you need it. I got the one that like peps you up, and then I got the one that's like, "Hey, you're freaking out a little, so maybe chill out." So that was really cool. It's really easy, really fun. And the packets are super convenient. So you're wondering, how can I get on board with this? Well, for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code PUBLIC. Again, for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code PUBLIC. And now back to the show.
Oh, goodness, the wub cried. Is that all you people can think of, killing and cutting? Franco clenched his fists. Come out of there. Whoever you are, come out. Nothing stirred.
The men stood together. How are they so fucking stupid? How are they this stupid?
It's like, going to take them a while.
They have seen so many different kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm. And animals.
Alien animals. They cannot conceive that a one voice. They deserve whatever happens to them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
Nothing stirred. The men stood together, their faces blank, staring at the wub. The wub swished its tail. It belched suddenly.
Nice. Good one.
I beg your pardon, the wub said. I don't think there's anyone in there, Jones said in a low voice.
Yeah, right on, Jones.
Yes, Jones.
They all looked at each other. The cook came in. You wanted me, Captain? He said.
Nice.
What's this thing? This is a wub, Franco said. It's to be eaten. Will you measure it and figure out? I think we should have
a
talk.
What the fuck is wrong with Franco?
He's a dick.
Yeah.
And not a Philip K. Dick.
Mm-mm.
Nice. Kindred.
Yeah. I think we should have a talk, the wub said. I'd like to discuss this with you, Captain, if I might. I can see that you and I do not agree on some basic issues. I love the wub.
Oh, yeah. I love the web. Long live the wub.
Long live the wub. Wub for life.
Hashtag Web Life 2018.
The captain took a long time to answer. The wub waited good-naturedly, licking the water from its jowls. Come into my office, the captain said at last. He turned and walked out of the room. The wub rose and padded after him. The men watched it go out. They heard it climbing the stairs. I wonder what the outcome will be, the cook said. Well, I'll be in the kitchen. Let me know as soon as you hear.
Did they wonder aloud what the outcome will be of, like, the story, essentially?
Gersh, I wonder what's going to happen.
Wonder how things will end for us characters.
Let me know when the story's over.
In parentheses, this is what you should be thinking.
Yeah. Oh, good, good, good. Thank you for putting that in there, Philip K. Dick.
Let me take your soft, chubby hand, and I'm going to lead you along in the story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't drag me against the wall like the wub.
Depends on how much you weigh. The wub eased itself down the corner with a sigh. You must forgive me, it said. I'm afraid I'm addicted to various forms of relaxation. When one is as large as I, the captain nodded impatiently. He sat down at his desk and folded his hands. All right, he said. Let's get started. You're a wub? Is that correct?
It's the one thing we know about him.
They said that it's a fucking wub. That's like at least 75 times.
It's like last week's episode, Greg said it's like somebody made a bet with him that he couldn't write a thousand words about candles.
Yeah.
This time it's, I bet you, like, can't come up use with any the word. Word wub.
Come up with any word. I'll write a story and I'll use it 79 times.
Yeah, we'll put it in the Oxford English Dictionary if you use it 75 times.
Mm-hmm. All right, so name it.
That's the rule.
Wub.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I'm gonna do it.
Right.
I'm gonna do it.
You and what twin sister?
How dare you? I told you that in a moment.
Yeah, well, you should have gotten drunk and told me that.
I'm always drunk. I can't believe you'd bring that up, too.
I mean, come on. You're holding a flask right now, too.
I'm holding one for my twin sister.
God, that's worse. That's why we all talk about it. You hold a flask for your dead sister.
Charlotte!
I don't want to get involved in this. I don't want to get involved.
Is this
in
Charlotte's
them.
Ghost? Yeah. Like, I don't want
any part of it.
Oh, dear.
Philip, you know I don't drink.
I can't. I'm a ghost.
The wub shrugged. I suppose so. That's what they call us. The natives, I mean. We have our own term. And you speak English? You've been in contact with Earthmen before? No. But how do you do it? Speak English? Am I speaking English? I'm not conscious of speaking anything in particular. I examined your mind. My mind? I studied the contents, especially the semantic warehouse, as I refer to it. I see, the captain said. Telepathy, of course. We are a very old race, the wub said. Very old and very ponderous. It is difficult for us to move around. You can appreciate that anything so slow and heavy would be at the mercy of more agile forms of life. There is no use in our relying on physical defenses. How could we win? Too heavy to run, too soft to fight, too good-natured to hunt for game. How do you live? Plants, vegetables. We can eat almost anything. We're very Catholic. Tolerant, eclectic Catholic. We live and let live. That's how we've gotten along. The wub eyed the captain. And that's why I so violently objected to this business about having me boiled. I could see the image in your mind, most of me in the frozen food locker, some of me in the kettle, a bit for your pet cat. So you read minds? The captain said. How interesting.
It took me a very long time to figure that out after you said it five times.
It must have been very quick reading to read mine.
Blank done.
Wait, is the Captain Franco? I've forgotten.
Yeah, apparently yeah, it's Captain Franco.
Okay, cool.
Anything else? I mean, what else can you do along those lines? A few odds and ends, the wub said absently, staring around the room. A nice apartment you have here, Captain. You keep it quite neat. Respect life forms that are tidy. Some Martian birds are quite tidy. They throw things out of their nests and sweep them. Indeed, the captain nodded.
Rude.
But to get back to the problem. Quite so. You spoke of dining on me. The taste, I am told, is good. A little fatty, but tender. But how can any lasting contact be established between your people and mine if you resort to such barbaric attitudes? Eat me. Rather, you should discuss questions with me. Philosophy, the arts. And I'm handing it over to Justin.
Ooh, philosophy, the arts.
Right at the top.
Oh, thank you. The captain stood up.
Philosophy, it might interest you to know that we will be hard put to find something to eat for the next month. An unfortunate spoilage.
I know, the wub nodded. But wouldn't it be more in accord with your principles of democracy if we all drew straws or something along that line?
Oh my God.
After all.
Oh, sneaky.
Nice, smart wub. I like this.
After all, democracy.
Franco.
I want them to eat him so much.
I want them to eat him so much.
Oh my God, I bet he's so tough and gamey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, all like his robes, too.
A little bit of fatty.
Yeah.
But, like, it's kind of funky.
Well, he's got, like, the skin is pretty leathery, you imagine.
Yeah, and it's
like,
too thick.
It's, like, greasy, but not in, like, a good fatty way.
No.
It's, like,
slimy-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's like, it's like viscous.
Mm-hmm.
So just kill Franco and don't
just
eat him?
Just like throw him out the chute.
Just like take a bite so you know you tried it. You
try
like had a good attitude about it.
Yeah, I've tried Franco. I tried it. I don't like it.
But I did try it. It's just not my taste.
I'm open-minded.
Goes, and then the person you were talking to goes, oh, yeah, it's disgusting.
And you're like, oh, good. Thank God.
Thank God. I thought you were one of those Franco.
No.
Gross.
Great. So he's gone.
We eat those.
Let's see.
They're delicious. Franco fans, so yummy.
So yummy.
James, Dave, never mind. Anyway, moving on. After all, democracy is to protect the minority from just infringements. Now, if each one of us casts a vote, the captain walked to the door. Nuts to you, he said.
Nuts to you. Oh, nuts to you.
In the future, they still say nuts to you.
Oh, fun.
Like we do every day today.
Uh-huh.
He opened the door.
I like nuts to you better.
He opened his mouth. He stood frozen, his mouth wide, his eyes staring, his fingers still on the knob.
I'm sorry, what?
Holy
shit.
The
wub watched him. Presently, it padded out of the room, edging past the captain.
Mm-hmm.
It went down the hall, deep in meditation.
Mm.
The room was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So just I
think the wub is controlling him.
Yeah. He's got mind control.
Yes.
So you see, the wub said, we have a common myth. Your mind contains many familiar myth symbols. Ishtar, Odysseus.
Peterson sat silently, staring at the door.
Peterson?
Oh, this was Peterson? Peterson's the captain?
No. Franco's the captain. Peterson's like the, like, lackey.
Mm.
He's just there.
He's there, I guess. He's staring at the floor. He shifted in his chair. Go on, he said. Please, go on.
Oh, man.
I find in your Odysseus a figure common to the mythology of most self-conscious races. As I interpret it, Odysseus wanders as an individual, aware of himself as such. This is the idea of separation from family and country, the process of individuation.
Individuation.
Oh, but Odysseus returns to his home.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Peterson.
No, I got questions.
Peterson looked out the port window at the stars, endless stars, burning intently in the empty universe.
Judging, silently.
Watching, waiting.
Finally, he goes home.
Oh, my God.
As must all creatures. The moment of separation is a temporary period, a brief journey of the soul. It begins, it ends, the wanderer returns to land and race.
The door opened. The wub stopped, turning its great head. Captain Franco came into the room. The men behind him, they hesitated at the door.
Are you all right?
French said. Do we have a voice for French?
French. Yeah, he's just like pretty nondescript. But I appreciate that new voice.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
He's going to be the most boring character.
Do you mean me?
Peterson said,
surprised. No one ever means you, Peterson. No one ever means you. Who the fuck do you think that he's talking to? There's one very strange creature in here. You are so fucking boring. No one's ever happy that
fuck
you're on the
off,
ship.
Peterson.
Fuck off, Peterson. We wish you were dead. D-E-D, dead, dead, dead.
Why me?
Franco lowered his gun.
Come over here, he said to Peterson. Get up and come here.
There was silence. Thank you for noting it. Go ahead, the wub said. It doesn't matter. Peterson stood up.
What for?
Oh my God.
It's an order.
Peterson walked to the door. French caught his arm. What's going on? Peterson wrenched loose. What's the matter with you? Captain Franco moved toward the wub. The wub looked up and where it lay in the corner pressed against the wall. From where it lay in the corner pressed against the wall. It is interesting, the wub said, that you are obsessed with the idea of eating me. I wonder why.
Oh, my God.
Get up,
Franco said. If you wish, the wub rose, grunting.
Be patient. It is difficult for me.
It's like a 400-pound pig.
Yeah.
It stood gasping, its tongue lolling foolishly.
Aww. May sound smart, but he looks like a big dummy.
Shoot it. Oh, shoot it now. French said.
French, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, well.
You're burying yourself.
For God's sake!
Peterson exclaimed.
Oh my God, Peterson.
Jones turned to him quickly, his eyes gray with fear. Gray with fear? Okay. Is that a phrase?
It is now.
No, I mean, I get it.
Right. Or it was then. Yeah.
His eyes boring colored with fear.
You didn't see him like a statue standing there, his mouth open. If we hadn't come down, he'd still be there.
Who, the captain?
Oh, wait.
Who, the captain?
Peterson stared around.
But he's all right now.
They looked at the wub standing in the middle of the room, its great chest rising and falling.
Freeze those fuckers, wub.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, just freeze all of them, dude.
Oh, and eat them.
Come on,
Franco said.
Out of the way.
The men pulled aside toward the door.
You are quite afraid, aren't you? The wub said.
Oh,
have
shit.
I done anything to you? Oh, I am against the idea of hurting. All I have done is try to protect myself. Can you expect me to rush eagerly to my death? I'm a sensible being like yourselves. I was curious to see your ship.
More so.
Oh, yeah, definitely more so. They call people natives and just assume they're the worst.
Yeah.
Learn about
they
you.
They see a talking creature and there was like, that must be a person in there.
Truly, right? As we're saying
there must be a person there. We should eat it. They're a person.
I suggested the native. The gun jerked.
Oh.
See? Franco said, I thought so.
Oh, man, Franco.
The wub settled down, panting. It pulled its paw out, pulling its tail around it.
It is very warm, the wub said. I understand that we are close to the jets, atomic power. You have done many wonderful things with it, technically. Apparently, your scientific hierarchy is not equipped to solve moral, ethical...
Franco turned to the man crowding behind him, wide-eyed, silent.
I'll do it. You can watch.
Ew, what?
God. I don't know. Oh, is Franco going to fuck the wub?
He's like, I'm going to fuck this wub, man.
Oh, God, it's Okja.
Did people try to sleep with Okja?
No, but remember the Jake Gyllenhaal character, like,
Jake Gyllenhaal was insane in that movie.
I never saw Okja.
Don't ever watch it.
It's wild. He was like a parody of a character that you would expect to be in one of those movies.
Yeah, it's not that it was like a bad movie. Mm-mm. It's just that it's so... I mean, there's a rape scene. Another creature like Okja rapes Okja. And ugh. Jake Gyllenhaal sets it up and he keeps...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like,
you were talking about that.
Electrocuting her with a stick.
Yeah.
I don't
need it, dude.
Really horrible.
At this point, it's like, do you need to put that in your brain?
No, because the real world is already really bad.
Oh, no, but when I escape, I want to see that happen in movies as well.
And short stories from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to see. He's going to try and fuck... What is it called? Wub.
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 Wub. Wub, wub, wub. French nodded.
Try to hit the brain. It's no good for eating. Don't hit the chest. If the ribcage shatters, we'll have to pick bones out.
They still want to eat it? My God.
I guess so.
You just, like, why?
No,
There's so much food available.
I eat meat. I like meat. I regret eating meat sometimes.
Yeah.
But if an animal started talking to me intelligently, I wouldn't be like, let me eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing, like, I'm not like, oh, I'm like,
I'm
hungry.
I'm like ready. I'm open to hearing other points of view and arguments. And if an animal is like, I'd really rather you didn't eat me. I'd be like, okay, I see your point.
I mean, the minute an animal said that to me, I'd be like, done, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, done.
You know what? This worked as well as Lisa the Vegetarian, except that didn't quite work, but it was a really good Simpsons episode.
Very close. Got me.
Yeah. Listen, Peterson said, licking his lips.
Why is he... I'm sorry. Peterson has a problem. Peterson has a very bad problem.
I feel like Philip K. Dick is writing a story where, like, they're all building up, like, to a sexual crescendo with the idea of shooting this animal.
Uh-huh.
And then they're all going to end up having sex with each other.
The orgy.
And then the wub's going to take over the captain's chair and be like, I'm the captain now. And just like world peace.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the captain now and this is you, world. And like points at the orgy.
Mm-hmm.
While Peterson's like, yay, finally. And everyone's like, no, we don't want to. It'd be better if you weren't here.
Wait, this is, why not? I'm great. And then the what becomes Jean-Luc Picard and we have Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Or Janeway, guys. Listen. Peterson said, licking his lips. Has it done anything? What harm has it done? I'm asking you. And anyhow, it's still mine. You have.
Oh, Peterson.
So why
bought
is he licking his lips? So he's like getting.
Oh, he's
himself...
like nervous, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought he was hungry.
I thought he was hungry too. Okay,
Peterson's anti.
Okay, we're pro.
He's like,
Peterson
it's mine.
Now.
So we should stop ripping on him. Maybe I'll just make him sound heroic now.
Okay. Yeah. Change voices.
You have no right to shoot it. It doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Franco raised his gun. I'm going out, Jones said. I don't remember what Jones sounds like.
Jonesy. He's a cat.
Oh, his face white and sick. I don't want to see it. Me too, French said. The men straggled out, murmuring. Peterson lingered at the door. It was talking to me about myths, he said. It wouldn't hurt anyone. He went outside. Franco walked toward the wub. The wub looked up slowly. It swallowed. A very foolish thing, it said. I am sorry that you want to do it. There was a parable that your savior related. It stopped, staring at the gun.
Teach a man to fish.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one.
Dude, that was it, dude.
Is that what it was?
He's like,
Peterson asked.
Peterson's stupid again.
Can you look me in the eye and do it? The wub said. Can you do that? The captain gazed down. I can look you in the eye, he said. Back on the farm, we had hogs. Dirty razorback hogs. I can do it. So the captain's proud of just shooting.
He's proud that he has killed animals for fun.
What a fucking monster. Staring down at the wub into the gleaming, moist eyes. Second time we've heard eyes.
Second time
eyes
were moist, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say like teary.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could say like watering.
Moist is like always sexually gross, but this is gross in a different way.
It's like it seems like infected or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's no good moist. I guess a muffin, but I don't want someone to be like, it's a moist muffin.
A cake. I think it's like
a cake is really
right.
Moist.
It's truly the only context in which I can stomach the word
for a dessert.
Moist.
That's correct.
Literally.
We like eating cake.
Cake for breakfast.
Anyway, he's got moist eyes. He pressed the trigger. The taste was excellent.
Wait, what? We jump
Brett!
Cut to him having eaten.
We jumped cut. We-
oh, Brett! Wait. He says he does like a like keep going.
Oh
my
is God. It the,
oh shit.
Okay, they ate Franco.
Wait, Franco. Hold up. No. They
no.
Didn't. Wait. Okay. Just
all right,
tell
stop
us.
Stop looking
us.
At Brett.
Stop looking at Brett.
It's no one
look at
everything.
Brett. No one look at Brett.
Okay.
Okay. What?
They sat glumly around the table.
Oh,
some
shit,
of them hardly eating at all.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
The only one who seemed to be enjoying himself was Captain Franco, the fucking pig killer.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, what happened?
More, he said, looking around. More and some wine, perhaps. Not me, French said. I think I'll go back to the chart room. Me too, Jones stood up, pushing his chair back. I'll see you later. The captain watched them go. Some of the others excused themselves. What do you suppose the matter is? The captain said. He turned to Peterson. Peterson sat staring down at his plate, at the potatoes, the green peas, and at the thick slab of tender, warm meat. He opened his mouth.
That was gross.
No sound came.
Aww.
The captain put his hand on Peterson's shoulder. It is only organic matter now, he said.
Cool.
Cool. The life essence is gone. He ate, spooning up the gravy with some bread.
I myself love to eat. It is one of the greatest things that a living creature can enjoy.
Read the fucking room. Why is he still talking?
I don't know why everybody else left, but me and you, we're going to talk about how great eating is.
Don't worry, you guys.
Eating, resting, meditation, discussing things. I have a prediction, but I
already made it, and I'm right.
I think, I wish I could wub your mind so I could see if it was the same.
Well, we're about to find out more.
Peterson nodded. Two more men got up and went out. Okay, cool.
We're on the same wavelength, right?
I think we're on the same wavelength.
The captain drank some water inside.
Well, he said, I must say that was a very enjoyable meal. All the reports I had heard were quite true. The taste of wub, very fine. But I was prevented from enjoying this pleasure in times past.
He dabbed at his lips with his napkin and leaned back in his chair. Peterson stared dejectedly at the table. The captain watched him intently. He leaned over.
Come, come, he said. Cheer up, let's discuss things.
He smiled.
I love discussing.
I love discussing and shooting pigs in the face.
He's talking about Odysseus.
One person to like be in this room with him.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying before, I was interrupted. The role of Odysseus in the myths.
Peterson jerked up, staring.
To go on, the captain said. Odysseus, as I understand him.
And?
That's the end?
Mm-hmm.
That's the end.
Wait, so, okay, hold on.
The wub switched places.
So.
He switched consciousness.
Switched brains.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Oh, you were?
I was wrong.
I assumed that it was.
What did you think happened?
I thought he was imagining while being stuck.
I thought the wub had created a fantasy, but then they were all eating the captain still. But like that.
They were eating the wub's flesh. But the captain, I think, was in the wub.
Yes.
But, okay, then I'm confused about why the captain in the wub was still acting kind of like a wub.
He wasn't a wub yet.
Oh, right in the moment that he...
Yeah, he switched.
Oh, it was...
It was a wubberoo.
Wubberoo.
Yeah, as the technical
classic
term.
Classic wubberoo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He got wubbed.
Okay, I...
He got wubberized.
We were... Same wub length, though.
Yeah, same wub length.
But wrong.
I thought it was a projected fantasy.
That's what I thought.
Something.
Like, and then we were going to cut back to, like his eye. Uh-huh. Like, we're going to pan out, and then it was going to be, like, his pupil.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked this ending.
I was super ending, right.
I liked this ending.
Did you enjoy the ending, even though you were super right?
I did, because I love being proven right.
She loves being right. She loves being right.
I love it.
And I think she loves more than being right.
Yep.
You're so right.
I'm so satisfied.
You're very right.
It's like I ate Captain Wub.
Oh, shit. And
I'm sorry. I mispronounced. Captain Wub.
Captain Wub.
Captain Wub. Wow. I am so relieved.
Brett, you are so fucking lucky.
You know what?
Liked the end of that story,
Brett,
because it was not looking good for you for
Brett's
a
been
while.
Living a life of danger, because if you guys listen to Teen Creeps, we've already said that he's been affected by Heath Graham and it's made him a bad boy.
Granger.
Oh, Heath Granger. Heath Granger. And he's like living a bad boy life, and now he's like, you know what? I'm gonna pick something kind of bad. Like I'm gonna be kind of bad.
It's gonna like threaten animal violence, but like not get there.
Nice. Well, excellent choice. Excellent reading.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Well, Justin is a voice actor.
It's an excellent
thing
work.
I sometimes do.
Do you want to say some of the other stuff you've done besides Danger and Eggs?
Yeah, plug whatever you want,
man.
What else? I was on a show called Buddy Thunderstruck on Netflix. It's a kid show. It's stop motion. It's great. It's fun. And I guess, I don't know. I'm on Care Bears coming up.
Cool.
If you're a child.
Sunshine Bear.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can you fucking believe it?
That's awesome.
Thing. Ruining Lindsay's childhood.
What? You're not ruining
you
it.
You loved Funshine, and I feel like it's not going to be.
Funshine was my favorite. Well, I just accept it's a very different Funshine Bear.
Yeah. But I will be talking directly to you every now and then from within the show.
Cool. Well, that is my dream then.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all you want is a Care Bear talking to you in the TV.
I've been hanging out with Funshine Bear for like ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I want you guys to come on my podcast at some point.
We'd love to. We would love
Batman
to.
Batman the Animated Podcast when it comes back.
Yeah. And say the name of your new Audible project again.
Yes, Bad Reception. Audible.com/Bad Reception. It's 6.5 hours of improvised, lightly scripted, heavily improvised audio comedy. Check it out.
Hooray.
Thank you guys. This was so fun.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
You guys are the best.
And thank you for listening. Listeners, we appreciate all of your wonderful positive reviews on Apple Podcasts and whatever other podcast apps you use. Please continue to do that. That helps us the most. Word of mouth. Tell everybody. Tell your friends, your enemies, your neighbors, your ex-lovers.
Especially those.
Just hit them up. Just be like, yo, this is something I think you'd like. Send them, like, love story.
Yeah, anyone you're trying to get to be a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you again. We'll hear you next week. Keep it lit.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team.